Welcome back to Financial Market Insights for Traders, your go-to podcast for sector deep dives, algorithmic strategies, and global market clarity. I'm your host, Sophia, and in today's episode, we're heading straight into one of the most talked about and now most uncertain sectors in the entire stock market, electric vehicles. This episode is titled Sector Spotlight, EV Stocks, The Road Ahead. And it's part of our ongoing June 2025 Market Outlook series. If you've ever wondered whether EV stocks are a smart long-term investment or just another overhyped tech bet that's lost its shine, you're going to want to stick with me for this one. We'll break it all down, the real opportunities, the growing risks, and how EV stocks fit into the broader picture of investing during high interest rates, trade tensions, and shifting global trends. Let's rewind the tape. 10 years ago, EVs were barely a blip in global vehicle sales. Fast forward to 2020, and the whole world seemed to agree that internal combustion engines were on their way out. Tesla was the hottest ticker on Wall Street. Rivian and Lucid were being valued like mature automakers before delivering a single vehicle, and even Ford and GM were making huge EV bets. But here we are in June 2025, and the EV sector? It's not dead, but it's definitely changed. The hype is gone. The market is maturing. And investors now have to separate long-term fundamentals from short-term noise. So what's going on? We're seeing subsidy fatigue in many governments. In the US, the Inflation Reduction Act gave a major boost to EV sales. But as political winds shift and budgets tighten, that support is no longer guaranteed. Over in Europe, similar rollback threats are rising. Meanwhile, battery costs, which fell rapidly for a decade, have plateaued. And global lithium prices, which spiked post-COVID, still haven't fully normalized. But that's not all. Charging infrastructure hasn't kept pace with sales. In cities, charging can be convenient. But in rural or lower-income areas, range anxiety is still a very real problem. And let's not forget, high interest rates have made all vehicle financing more expensive, especially EVs, which still carry higher sticker prices on average. So, here's the question I want to tackle today. Is the EV sector still investable in 2025? And if so, where should smart investors look? Let's break it down. Opportunities, where smart money is headed. Let's start with the upside, because there is upside if you know where to look. Number one, battery innovation. If you've been following this sector, you know that lithium-ion batteries are the current standard. But limitations on weight, charging speed, and range are pushing companies toward new chemistries, especially solid-state batteries. QuantumScape, ticker symbol QS, is one of the better-known players in that space. They face delays, but their tech remains promising. On the materials side, Albemarle, ticker ALB, continues to dominate lithium production globally. If EV adoption continues, even modestly, companies like this will be critical. And let's not forget battery recycling. Redwood Materials is making huge progress here, and while it's still private, investors should keep an eye on potential IPOs or partner plays in this space. Number two, commercial and fleet electrification. This is where the real adoption is happening. Cities are ordering electric buses, Amazon's delivery vans, going electric. Long-haul trucking companies are experimenting with electrification at scale. Companies like Proterra, now restructured, are refocusing on heavy-duty electric vehicles. Lion Electric, a Canadian firm, has made impressive progress in electric school buses and mid-range trucks. And Workhorse Group, despite its execution challenges, is still a name to watch in the niche of last-mile delivery. The consumer market may be cooling, but fleets are accelerating. These are B2B contracts, often backed by government regulation, and they're a lot stickier than individual retail sales. Number three, charging infrastructure. While everyone was buying Tesla stock, a quieter group of companies were laying the groundwork for long-term EV growth, the chargers. ChargePoint, Blink Charging, and even ABB, the industrial giant, are all making serious investments in charging networks, both here in the US and abroad. ChargePoint, in particular, has deep partnerships with automakers and municipalities. Blink has a more global footprint. And ABB is supplying the fast-charging hardware that's essential for long-range driving. We're also seeing utilities like Duke Energy and PGE getting approval to build charging stations and add them to their regulated rate base, which means guaranteed return for shareholders. Not bad. Now, let's talk risks, because they're growing. First and foremost, geopolitical risk. In early 2025, the U.S. imposed 100% tariffs on Chinese EVs, particularly targeting players like BYD and XPeng. The stated goal? Protect U.S. automakers from being priced out of the market by cheaper Chinese imports. But tariffs cut both ways. Tesla, for instance, has factories in China. If the trade war escalates, that could impact production. Ford and GM source batteries and components globally. European firms are caught between U.S. protectionism and Chinese retaliation. If you've searched impact of tariffs on stocks recently, this is exactly what you're worried about, and rightly so. Second major risk, overcapacity and overvaluation. Let's be blunt. There are too many EV companies and not enough buyers. Lucid is still burning through cash. Fisker filed for bankruptcy earlier this year. Faraday Future? Not even delivering vehicles at scale. When you look at a stock and see negative gross margins, downward revenue revisions, and multiple dilutive equity raises, that's a red flag. This sector is going to consolidate, and not all names will survive. Third risk? High interest rates. This one is underappreciated. EVs are expensive. People finance them. And when interest rates are sitting above 7 or 8%, that monthly payment stretches beyond what many households can afford. And remember, leasing is tricky with EVs. Residual values are volatile. That makes banks and finance companies more hesitant. So if you're asking about investing during high interest rates, this is a perfect example of how macro policy hits a sector directly. Let's zoom out. Where do EVs fit in the 2025 market landscape? We're in an environment of sticky inflation, elevated interest rates, deglobalization, and capital discipline. EV stocks are affected by all of it. They rely on global supply chains, which are being reshuffled due to tariffs and export controls. They rely on commodity inputs like lithium and cobalt, which remain volatile. And they're tied to ESG sentiment, which has cooled significantly in the last year. Still, there's a case for selective exposure. If you're a growth investor, focus on battery tech, mining, and charging infrastructure. If you're more value-oriented, look to legacy automakers like Ford or GM. Their stock prices have been beaten down, but they're adapting, and they have the scale to survive. If you're ESG-focused, dive into the supply chain ethics. Which companies are building batteries with recycled cobalt? Which ones are sourcing materials responsibly? And for those looking to invest passively, ETFs like LIT, that's the Global X Lithium ETF, or IGRV, iShares Self-Driving EV and Tech ETF, can help you gain exposure with reduced single stock risk. Final thoughts. So, is the EV sector still investable in June 2025? Yes, but this isn't 2020 anymore. It's not about betting on hype. It's about execution, cost control, scale, global access. If you want to understand where the real value is going to emerge in this space, follow the tech, follow the minerals, and follow the infrastructure. Want more actionable insights like this? Visit the crystalballmarkets.com blog. It's packed with tactical ideas and macro context to help you stay ahead of the herd. To trade Tesla stock CFDs and other EV companies, visit crystalballmarkets.com. And for beginner-friendly breakdowns of algorithmic trading, market psychology, and sector-specific strategies, make sure you're subscribed to the Crystal Ball Markets podcast on RSS. This has been Financial Market Insights for Traders, and I'm your host, Sophia. Catch you in the next market update episode, where we'll break down the global impact of central bank policy shifts and what it means for sector rotations in the second half of 2025. Stay sharp, stay curious, and stay in the market.